Welcome to the very first episode of Mike and Mind podcast, where real conversation meet the real minds. I'm your host, Noel Samir Dutt, and this podcast is all about exploring ideas, experiences, and untold stories with people who have something valuable to share. For our first episode, I'm sitting down with someone who truly understands the world of wine, Vikram Uncle. He's been in the business for years, and today we are diving into the deep secrets of wine, the business behind it, and the culture that surrounds it. So sit back, relax, and let's get into the conversation. Vikram Uncle, welcome to the show. Over to you now.
So, I mean, I came here about 30 years back when I started, when I learned about this new license, which was for a wine license. Okay. And it was probably being applied for the first time as a wine, okay, individual wine license. So we took that license, and technically, I mean, I was in Goa once, and I knew some Himachal wines were being served there.
Okay.
So I tried the same company here. It was known as Tempest.
Tempest.
It was okay. Basically Tempest Cider, and they were doing three varieties of wine, which was lychee wine, it was apple wine, and then it was Centauri red wine. And apparently they were very good winemakers. They still are very good winemakers.
Are they still in
Himachal? Yeah, they are still in Himachal. They are in Shogi. There are two companies in Shogi. One is Minchi's. Shogi is in Shimla. Upper reaches of Shimla.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Minocha wine industry is also there. They do fruit juices, they do fruit jams, they do pickles, and they do wines. And this is the next company. I mean, Tempest is slightly below them. Same area, Shogi only.
And, the Shimla region.
Yeah, and this family apparently was very old in the liquor trade. So they knew a lot about wine, and they were probably the first people who started wines in Himachal. So we started this small little shop, and I, coming from industry, I had no idea how to operate a shop. So I mean, it was a hit and try method.
Yes. And exactly like this podcast.
Yeah. And everybody in Palampur was like, ye kya kar raha hai ladka?
Exactly.
Chalega nahi, fail ho jayega. And I was not even a hotelier, and I had a hotel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had no options. So it was ke chalana hai, kuch bhi karna hai, you know. And slowly, gradually, when I started it, and people used to ask, ye red wine ka hai, ye iska ye. And I also didn't know much about wines at that time. So slowly, gradually, how a wine becomes red wine by the pigmentation of skin and everything we learned. Technically, I would say all wines are golden wines.
Okay.
Ultimately, because of the pigmentation of the fruit, the and the fermentation, it is the color comes out and the refinement comes out. Then it's the quality of the fermenting agent, the yeast, I would say. How, what kind of quality is being used? Normally, in Himachal wines, they use the middle grade.
Okay.
And when you go for like Barna wines of Himachal, they probably are using the best grade. So they are equivalent to Sula.
Okay.
And Fratelli. Fratelli apparently has the best Indian wine. It's been awarded the best Indian wine. And then slowly, gradually, this license changed. It became into another license, and we were allowed Indian wines other than Himachal wines. And ciders or something like in the world, it's known as a poor man's drink.
Yeah.
But here, it became like a beer, a cheaper beer. So people loved
cider
it.
Cider is more higher in the ABV, right?
Yeah. Cider basically starts, you could say
8%.
It goes up to 8.5%, 9%. Good ciders are normally slightly below
8%. Okay.
And worldwide, ciders being used are 6%.
Okay.
They are easy to handle, and they don't, you know, it's like, it's everyday drink for them.
Yes.
So when I came here, these people were making ciders with honey and apple as a mix, strawberry and apple
cider
as a mix. They were doing it with fruit juices. So it was being blended. So we've always told them to do spice wines, which I don't know why they don't do. I think they would be the best wines. Spice wine is something which is all a hit in the world, all over the world. And they are now coming up with some niche wines, some good quality wines. And I would say, I think it's the market has picked up. I myself, I've, as a wholesaler also.
Yes.
Now, I have developed more than 80 shops.
Okay.
In Kangra itself. Kangra and Chamba and Una. And Bir.
Okay.
And Dharamshala. So, now we have three, four big wholesalers who are all competing with each other. So, that means wine is selling.
Yes.
So, and I think in every restaurant and all, they had, you know, in my time when I started this trade, there was a wine license which was for wine serving.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wine bar. It was not a beer bar. It was not a full drink bar.
Only
it was
wine.
Just a wine bar. It was for 2,200 rupees.
Oh.
So they stopped it. Beer bars were not accepted. So now in a beer bar, you can take wine. But beer bars over here don't normally sell wine.
Sell wine. Yeah.
I wonder why. But we've tried a lot. But nahi hota.
Mm.
So I think this is the main history of wine, how it started. Now you have many companies who are doing it. And now you have a company called Hawkeye. Hill Thrill, same company,
mm-hmm.
and then you have another one, Gold Wine, which I started wines with,
mm-hmm.
and I developed shops for them.
Okay.
I was their wholesaler first.
Okay.
Now I am a wholesaler by myself.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
It's a different license
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see what happens in this policy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what wine is about.
Yes.
So when I started it here, and it became a super hit till Bid, I was controlling the whole market till Dharamshala.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I think 70% of them still come to me.
Okay.
Being old customers.
Yes.
Treating
yes.
them well and
yeah.
telling them about the wine.
Mm.
And the best part is that they all have their choices here. We have so much choice in the shop.
Yeah.
If you see the shop.
I was
shop,
just seeing, there were so many options.
Uh-huh.
And my childhood memory of wine shop is that I came here with my father. This shop, this was the
this
first
was the
shop.
Yes. Yes.
So I came here and I think there was...
This still holds a license of S1AA.
Oh.
That the one I started
with.
But I have now discontinued that license.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still paying for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still paying for it.
Okay. I think there was Arun Atwal.
Arun Atwal.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one.
He was rather here 2 days back.
Oh, really?
So he came over here and... yes, he's still there.
I came with my father. We bought a wine. I don't remember the name, but it was a red wine.
Mm.
And then I was like, it was a cozy, you know, wine shop with wooden. That.
The best part is, at one time, we were not allowed to advertise for wines.
Oh.
And
what why happened? Why not advertise?
It's not legal. If you see, even on the TVs and all,
mm-hmm.
it is not a direct advertisement. It normally comes for a cassette or a song. But you'll see that Piper and you'll see all that. They cannot do it directly.
Yes.
So we did a cheat code.
Okay.
We got HPMC.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what is HPMC?
HPMC is a government-owned brand
okay.
of wines, and they do good wines.
Okay.
So and Barna also is manufacturing in their factory.
Okay.
We started made a pamphlet,
mm-hmm.
and 2-3 doctors were coming regularly to buy wines, and
sure.
I used to give them a little discount.
Mm-hmm.
We came because they were friends
yeah,
also,
yeah.
and I told them, why don't you give a prescription for wines?
Oh, yeah.
So we started this prescription thing, very good for heart, leave alcohol,
yeah.
hard alcohol and come down to wines.
Yeah.
The same day I put some leaflets in the paper
okay.
that HPMC wines, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, they are allowed and they are sold near Nibble Cafe.
Okay.
So no name was used,
mm-hmm.
nothing was used
yes.
and it became very popular. The shop became popular overnight.
Very cheat code for advertising.
So I mean, I had the excise people over here. कि जी आपने डाला है ये किया. मैं कि जी मैंने डाला भी है तो मैंने नाम थोड़ी लिखा. मैं तो बेचता भी नहीं हूँ. So you know that way, and they all started saying this that I think somehow between Dharamshala, Bid तो था भी नहीं. Bid was nothing at that time.
Yeah.
And Dharamshala and we were basically competing, but I think Palampur was doing the best for wines.
Okay.
Since then.
Oh.
Since then. And many shops have opened, some have closed because they are operating it like a theka.
Yes.
You see, it's not a theka.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted that family could come in
exactly.
and you know
exactly.
easily
yeah.
choose what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily wine, maybe ice cream, maybe
mm-hmm.
chocolate. So we
the
keep
best culture.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
The best culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And being a Delhiite, being, you know, I had roamed south also and
mm-hmm.
been to England also. It was something which always struck me that family puri aani chahiye.
Yeah.
Kuch na kuch to leke
jayegi. Stereotype ek bana hua.
Kuch na kuch to leke jayegi. So, abhi tak agar aap dekho, wine shops are still stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the wine shops.
Exactly. Girls cannot go there.
Balki the liquor shops are changing. The
exactly,
best part
yeah.
is the liquor shop.
I've seen, in Gurgaon,
Bangalore. Gurgaon is a very big liquor shop.
Yeah.
He's a very big person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learnt a lot from him also.
Mm.
He's doing an apple cider which is being made in Uttarakhand.
In Uttarakhand.
And it's a fantastic apple cider.
Mm.
Very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hit in Delhi also. Halaki it's being smuggled to Delhi.
Yeah.
So everybody takes in the cars.
Oh.
So So our wine story is here.
You were born in Palampur?
No. I was born in Delhi.
You were born in Delhi.
But basically, background is from Amritsar.
Okay.
And pre-partition Amritsar. Okay. So we have a lot of land holding here in Dalhousie, in Shimla.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Palampur, we had nothing. Palampur was part of Kangra.
Uh-huh.
And Kangra was part of Punjab.
Punjab.
So family was father knew the place. So he wanted to come here. So option to mere paas hi rahega ki mere ko hi aana pad gaya. So my kids are out. I don't think they'll be coming back.
Okay.
Maybe for retirement they might.
That's nice. So that's the main story of how wine came to Palampur. Yes.
Yeah.
So now I have that. What got you into wine business? We have covered it. Now, what are some struggles you faced in the wine in the beginning?
I told you, I had to get the doctors to prescribe it. And a lot of people used to laugh at one time, ke kaun piyega isko, itna mehenga hai, isko paani nahi dalta. And the funny part was, they won't paani dal ke, they preferred ke we drink chana bana do usko.
Okay, yeah.
So then I used to make them a fool and tell them, ke soda dal ke dekho, bahut
acha
lagega. Achha, toh, yeah. Usse thoda alcoholic level bhi kam ho jata.
So
some of the people started that, and then the sangrila came into the picture, and this came into, slowly they started understanding wine, because I used to mold them into, you know, coming into it. And theek hai, some people, they were non-drinkers, they started drinking, but they drink less. I don't take any names now, but I know a lot of people jo wine mein, their wine culture mein hain. They enjoy the wines.
Yeah.
And youngsters bhi hain, I could say ke this 4%, 5%, 6% drinks, we sell something like a moonshine.
Yes.
That's based with honey.
Okay.
The alcohol is brought out. हम जिसको मदिरा बोलते हैं in the real sense, जो हमारे gods पीते थे, वो honey से बनता था.
Okay.
और वो honey से भी हम बेच रहे हैं. We have a coffee flavor in wine.
Okay.
And we have a tangy pineapple, orange, and मिर्ची का flavor. It touches all the three palates of your mouth.
Yeah.
And people love it. People love it. The they're called meads.
Meads.
Meads. Meads.
Meads.
And it's a very popular thing in the whole market. Very popular thing. Mm-hmm. If you go to good bars or good pubs, meads are always available.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have it.
I have it.
So, was there a moment when you thought of quitting this business?
Wine business?
Initially,
I am not a quitter that way. I mean, I kept on thinking if I can't sell it, I'll add something to it.
Okay.
So, I added frozen food, which would not sell. So I started making frozen food to match with the wine.
Okay.
And then I added the ice cream to it. So it became a whole kind of a thing.
You don't want to buy wine, you can buy this.
Then I started the restaurant, which would not serve wine.
Okay.
But you could take your wine out.
Explain me more about that. You started a restaurant here only.
Here only. Okay. Where the main wine shop is now, that was the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, I remember this.
I stopped it after the COVID.
Yeah.
So it was
before COVID, the wine shop was here, and there was the restaurant.
Everybody who wanted a packed order, they could buy my wine, and we are not allowed to serve it, but we can open it. The license is such.
Okay.
So I used to open the bottle, and they used to buy the glass from the shop, and restaurant used to serve the food. So they used to take it away, and mostly the Nugal Cafe. People used to sit near the water and have it there.
Okay.
So that was the concept, and no chal pada. It started working for me. बाकी ठीक है कभी कभी हो जाता है कि जैसे जब बारिशें आती हैं और मे बी जब मार्च का टाइम जब एग्जाम्स का टाइम होता है नो फेस्टिवल्स तब सेल्स बहुत डाउन हो जाती हैं बट बिकॉज नाउ वी आर डूइंग इम्पोर्टेड वाइन्स आल्सो सो वी आर गेटिंग ऑल काइंड ऑफ कस्टमर्स वी आर गेटिंग फॉरेनर्स आल्सो वी आर गेटिंग द नीच क्लास आल्सो एंड द नीच क्लास नॉर्मली नेवर बाइज वन बॉटल दे बाय 12 14 16 बॉटल्स सो दैट कंटिन्यूटी रहती है So it's a good business. I mean, if somebody wants to start it also, it's a good business.
Okay. So like how a wine is made, if someone wants to make a wine in their home or whatever, how is it?
Unique wine kits, you can go on Google, you can search the booklet and you can get the kit.
Okay.
And it's not so difficult, but you have to be very precise because when you are fermenting it, that is the dangerous time. So you have to have a little knowledge of it or somebody who has a little knowledge but most of it is explained in the kit and the book and you can make a lot of people brewing their own wine they do it and har cheez se ban jati hai funny part is with any fruit
main are like grapes. Why grape is like the main thing?
Grape basically was all over the world it was available, and you see, wine festivals are held in Europe.
Yeah.
So you see, the women normally with naked feet they jump on that and the grape juice comes out and the wine is made. It's like a festival for them. Hum logon ke liye abhi nahi bana hua festival because we don't understand that concept.
Yes.
Abhi we are more on selling it rather than, you know, enjoying it. The concept of selling, enjoying, family mein baith rahe. Ab hum logon ka drinking concept hai piyo fir ghar jao.
Yeah.
Wine ka basic concept hai principally ki aap khane ke saath family ke saath baith ke
peete ho.
So people have to understand that. Once they understand that, I think people have understood that also. But it's a different class.
Yes, exactly.
So, and wine is a little more expensive than alcohol.
Alcohol
sasti padti hai because dilution hai aur branding hai sasti hai. Ab hamare jo sasti
mass production hai to bhi
haan unki quality bahut achhi ho gayi. You won't believe it, ek uncle aate hain bade buzurg hain. Wo meri dukaan pe tries to find purani kharab wines jo 6-6 saal 8-8 saal purani padi reh jati hai na shelf mein piche. वो ढूंढ ढूंढ के निकाल के लेके जाते हैं.
Why so?
I also asked him the same question. Why so? So he says, यार ऐसा होता है कि 10 बोतल लेके गया, 4 खराब निकलती है. लेकिन आप पहला ढक्कन जब पीते हो ना, तो उसी से पता चल जाता है खराब है नहीं है.
Okay.
एक सिप के अंदर ही या टच के अंदर ही.
Okay.
बट जो ठीक निकलती है ना, वो इतनी रिफाइन हो जाती है, इतनी अच्छी हो जाती है और तुम उनको रख सकते हो. तो ही नोज हाउ टू प्रिजर्व हिज वाइन्स. सो ही सेज समटाइम्स आई ब्लेंड दीज वाइन्स, समटाइम्स आई जस्ट टेक दैट फॉर माई गेस्ट कि हम पुरानी वाइन पियेंगे, नई वाइन नहीं पियेंगे. तो कहते हैं बहुत दफ़ा दुख लगता है. बट देन वही अगर हम जेकब क्रीक पीते हैं, अब वो जेकब क्रीक जहाँ से ऑस्ट्रेलिया से आती है वहाँ पे तो 100-150 रुपए की.
जेकब्स क्रीक ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आई थिंक बहुत सस्ती मिलती है.
आप पीने में आप लंदन में भी लोगे तो मे बी इट इज वन एंड हाफ पाउंड टू पाउंड. बिकॉज इट्स क्रॉसिंग बॉर्डर्स, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, टैक्सेस, देन एवरी डीलर और अ होलसेलर or maybe the importer, they will all keep their margins. So once you start keeping margins and you are it's traveling all the way, so ultimately people think it's a classy wine.
Yeah.
So aisa kuch nahi hai. Maybe most of the Himachal wines are tastier than Jacob Creek.
Exactly.
So and kahi achhi wines abhi bhi aayi hai mere paas jo sasti hai, jo maine bhi naam nahi suna tha 2-4 wines ke to, and wo hum bech rahe hain, wo bade acche lage logon ko.
I have tasted one wine from your shop only. It was I think one was Dia. Is a good wine. Dia red wine and
Dia both Dia white and red are sparkling wines.
Okay. Yeah.
Very mild sparkling wines.
I've tasted it. But you recommended it.
Since they've changed the bottle, the sale has gone down for this wine.
Oh.
It had a very beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
But I mean, why they changed this bottle?
The one and with like. I have that bottle.
वो bottle change कर दिया. वो bottle के वजह से बिकता था, but वो bottle का जो case size था ना, वो different था. उसको स्टैक करना बड़ा मुश्किल होता था जब ट्रक में आना होता था. जगह ज्यादा लेती थी तो और भारी थी. और अब जो है अगर आप देखोगे तो द ग्लास फैक्ट्रीज आर क्लोजिंग डाउन, लॉट ऑफ ग्लास फैक्ट्रीज हैव क्लोजिंग डाउन. वो बारानी खरान को मतलब पूरा नहीं पड़ रहा ग्लास का कॉस्ट. सो दैट इज व्हाई वाइन्स आर गोइंग अप. इट्स नॉट जस्ट द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी की बात है. अब एक साइडर हम लोग बेचते हैं फॉर 165 एंड वी बाय इट प्रॉब्ली फॉर 90 रुपीज एंड देन वी पे टैक्स ऑन इट, इट बिकम्स 110 रुपीज. वो 110 रुपीज के अंदर फैक्ट्री वाले को वारा नहीं खा रहा. सो ही नीड्स दैट एक्स्ट्रा 10 रुपीज और एवरी बॉटल यूज टू कॉस्ट 5 रुपीज, नाउ इट्स कॉस्टिंग देम 15-18 रुपीज. एंड अगर वो कबाड़ी से लेते हैं तो यू दे कैन यूज इट प्रॉब्ली वंस मोर. देन वो स्क्रैचिंग इतनी हो जाती है कि नोबडी वांट्स टू बाय अ स्क्रैच बॉटल. सो ये वाइन का है भी एक कॉन्सेप्ट फंडा कि भाई ये साफ सुथरा आपका इमेजिन अगर आपका लेवल फट जाता है तो वाइन नहीं बिकती. हाँ वो फिर हमें सस्ती करके बेचनी पड़ती है.
Exactly.
So that's how it goes.
एंड बॉटल पे जो इंग्रेविंग वगैरह होती है वो और महंगा पड़ जाता होगा.
वो जो अच्छे ब्रांड्स हैं वो तो कर रहे हैं.
Yeah,
अब आप अभी इसी को देखो, आप ओल्ड मॉन्क को देखो.
दे हैव
कम विद अ कॉफी फ्लेवर.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So I mean, they are copying a liquor.
देखो
देयर डिफरेंट ग्रेप्स, वन यू कुड से स्वीट ग्रेप्स, the timing of the grape when it is harvested. Then there is a grape which is dry grape. This is, there's a process and there's a grape.
Okay.
So when you say Cabernet and then you say Shiraz, so there one is a process, one is a grape. When you say Merlot, it's a grape.
Okay.
So it has a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Now if it's coming from Australia, the soil is different. If it is coming from, let's say, Nasik, the soil is different.
Yes.
They import the grape, they grow the grape there. So there's a wine called Dindori. It's so wahan pe jagah hai Nasik mein, called Dindori. So wo wahan ki hai. So it's a breathing wine.
Okay.
So when you say breathing wine, you have to let it breathe in the goblet before you serve it.
Yeah.
Neither it becomes very pungent.
Okay. Like a decanter?
It's a decanter. The decanter, when you do that, the wine itself, when it, that aroma, the first aroma goes away, the wine is a very tasty wine.
Okay.
So Sette at the moment is the best wine in this country, which is made by Fratelli, not Sula.
Okay.
And Fratelli has the maximum
price. I just read this one? Fratelli?
This company, And Fratelli apparently log lete kam hai unko kyunki naam Sula ka jyada suna hai.
Yeah.
But Fratelli jo peeta hai wo Sula ko chhuta bhi nahi hai.
Really?
Haan. So badi funny baat hai and Fratelli convince karni padti hai bechne ke liye. But jinko kar do wo ab ek lady aati hai wo ek Noi ka can leti hai usko maine sirf itna samjhaya ke isme 2 degree ka farak hai sirf from the bottle.
Okay.
And bottle का आप एक champagne का ढक्कन है उसका 5 रुपए दे रहे हो और तार का 200 रुपए दे रहे हो.
Yeah.
तो उससे अच्छा आप 4 tin ले लो उससे वो ज़्यादा सस्ता पड़ता है. वो quantity ज़्यादा पड़ती है. वो आती है वो 8 tin लेके जाती है. You know? So it's like that only. Yeah. Once you explain to the people कि क्या चीज़ है अब unless you आपको देखो पीछे ये सारे जितने नामे आए ये लॉसर के लिए आए हैं.
Okay.
To buy wines. Okay. So they've all come for that. तो ये सब इस वक्त यही चल रहा है.
So, what is the difference between a red, white and rosé? Red, white का तो
देखो rosé जो है आपको मैं एक बात बताता हूँ बड़ी weird बात है. The rosé family is peach, apricot, apple, not rose only.
Okay.
ठीक है and इसमें बहुत सारे fruits आ जाते हैं जो इस caliber के fruits होते हैं और इनकी blending से भी rosé बनती है और rosé अकेले से भी rosé बनती है. ठीक है and rosé is a very mild kind of a wine which is very soft on all the three palates.
Okay.
Okay. When you say Shiraz, it's a dry wine. So when you say Sauvignon, it's a dry wine. Okay. And it's a white wine.
Okay.
So, now, when you talk about red wine, to red mein bhi badi variety hai, na? Different grapes. Sabha sweet. When we were talking about harvesting, now there's a wine called Late Harvest.
Late Harvest. This is the name of the wine.
It's a very expensive wine because wo, jab bilkul last, bilkul जैसे वो अपना रस छोड़ने वाला होता है ग्रेप उस वक्त हार्वेस्ट करते हैं उसको तो इट इज नेचुरली वेरी स्वीट.
ओके.
तो
या बिकॉज़ द मोर द ग्रेप इज
एंड द स्वीटर इट इज द अल्कोहल लेवल आल्सो बिकम्स हायर एंड इट्स मेजर्ड विद ब्रिक्स. इट्स कॉल्ड ब्रिक्स द मेजरमेंट ऑफ द वाइंस एंड अल्कोहल दिस थिंग दे से इतने ब्रिक्स एंड इतना ब्रिक्स.
ओके. या
सो ये जब वाइन्स आती हैं एंड छोटी बॉटल में आती है इट्स आई थिंक 700-800 रुपीज. बट वही नॉर्मली अगर आप शेरिन ब्लॉन लेते हो तो वो भी बड़ी बोतल 700 रुपए की है.
ओके.
सेम ग्रेप बट वो जल्दी हार्वेस्ट हुआ एक वो लेट हार्वेस्ट हुआ.
यस.
सो दैट इज द डिफरेंस.
आई हैव हर्ड दिस वन स्टोरी कि जितना जो कल्टीवेशन होती है ग्रेप की उसकी मिट्टी को बहुत ज़्यादा मतलब हार्श कंडीशंस में रखते हैं कुछ लोग कि ताकि ग्रेप और अच्छा.
Okay, I've read it somewhere. You see, सब जगह के अपने processes. जो बड़ी पुरानी families हैं ना, they don't now show what they're doing. And उनका casking हो रहा है. Now world over the trends are changing. One, the ढक्कन has changed. It's not a cork anymore.
Yes.
And 80% of the wines have already changed because when they come from one station to another station, where the atmosphere is different, the altitude is different, the corks used to burst. Why we tilt the wine is because the cork keeps wet, then it doesn't shrink. That's the main reason. And the other thing is the taste of the cork also helps the wine, the taste of the wine.
The cork itself.
And when they put it in the, like you say your wine is aged 1 year or your wine is aged 5 years. Sette is aged 15 years. In a cask. And then it is put into a bottle and then again in a bottle it does not age.
Yeah.
But they still keep it in a tilt form for 2 more years in the factory.
Okay.
So that is why it won the prize. Uska pura blending na process hai tha, and that's also a breathing one. Agar aap seedha piyoge to most of the people puke it out.
Yeah.
So you have to put it in a decanter and decant it and then serve it. Mm-hmm. And then serve it. And by the way, we are going to add mini portable bars also.
Mini portable, how
they're going to be like small briefcases, suitcases.
Okay.
When you open it, you can keep a wine bottle in with four glasses and the cork opener, the this opener, and then
the whole kit.
The kit.
Yeah.
You just got talking with somebody, they're going to be in leather form.
Okay.
And the bottle will come free with it.
Okay. That's nice. Mm. So you are going to manufacture it?
Like No. I'm a trader. I'm a trader. I don't want to go into manufacturing. I used to manufacture all my life when I was a kid.
Okay.
I was in the frozen food line.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So that is my specialty. And since I've come to Palanpur, nothing, no production.
Okay.
Except for the hotel line.
Okay.
Except for the hotel line, no other production. Now it's only trading. I am very comfortable trading.
Okay. So tell me why some wines have cork and some wines have cap.
Like, I'll just explain that to you. One is the altitude thing, the other is the quality of the wine. Some wines are very high, expensive wines. And balki wo abhi jo Atlantis se unhone nikali hai wines, jo ship po wreck ho gayi thi, uski wines nikli hai and they are very expensive.
Okay.
So they are all coming on the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So they charge you, I think, 1.5 lakh or 2 lakh. Your family comes and they give you a small sip of the thing and then they serve food to you and they talk to you. Jo hum kar rahe hain basically. So they charge you for that.
Okay.
And wo wine pilate hai aapko. And other than that, you could say ke jo wines achhi hain and they have life, more than say 7 to 8 years aged, wo cork pe hi aayengi.
Yeah,
because they are old fashioned this thing ki cork mein hi rakhna hai, cork ko wet rakhne ke liye tilting rakhni padti hai.
Okay.
So our shops, Indian shops, specifically these Himachali shops,
yes,
now they are getting the idea to tilt. If you see, my shop doesn't have tilting.
Yeah.
So what
tilting is like,
What are the biggest challenges if someone wants to open a wine shop in India or in Himachal? Or like
in India, a wine shop does pretty well in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the place that you find is the footfall, where the footfall is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you have an old reputation in wine, just like I have, wherever I open, once they know it's me, they will come because I'll have the variety.
Yes.
So for a newcomer to understand a bit about wine before opening it, and then understanding his area where he's opening it, not just a cheap shop, but a shop well placed, well located, is very important. That's important for any business.
Okay. What is the hardest part dealing with the suppliers?
Credit. You see, you are holding a wine in your shop for maybe 5 months, 6 months. Sometimes the shelves don't roll over. So then in that case, it's your investment.
Yes.
And if you're taking it from a bank, then you're putting every month part of the cost of your profit is going down. So it has to be credit versus the shelf life versus the sale and the sale point. So once you match that, if you get the right equation, then a shop runs. I mean, I've known a lot of shopkeepers who've tried to keep everything, but their attitude to sell wine was very bad.
Okay.
And very rough kind of talk and way of talking.
Yeah. Even the normal
thekas
in Palanpur, they don't talk nicely.
You see, the reason is because they've not been taught that way. And dusra hai ke, they're all, if you go after 5 o'clock, they're all aggressively adding cost to your wine. If your print price is up to MRP, hai nahi, MSP hai. But MSP is the cost of the shopkeeper. So there's 35% margin, not 30% margin, which you have to put.
Okay.
So they're putting 45-50% margin.
Yeah.
So there's no checking. I think this time the policy will change. This time it should change.
Yeah. Okay. What are the mistakes do new wine shop owners make?
Aggression and placing the wines in sunlight.
Aging
the wine very fast, activating the cells. You see, once sunlight touches your wine, it starts aging, it starts activating.
Mm-hmm.
So that time it won't have a shelf life. Normally even a small, a simple wine keeps for 1.5 years.
Okay.
It doesn't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even if the wine starts getting this circular thing, this jala bolte hain usko, netting,
okay,
then also it is safe. I mean, you can use it as a what do you call it, a vinegar.
Okay.
Cooking vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So, wo ban sakta hai, and a lot of things can happen with it. Mm-hmm. And log use karte bhi hain, but kai log phek dete apni wine.
Yeah.
अगर सावर हो जाए तो उसका टेस्ट बिल्कुल चेंज हो जाए, कड़वा हो जाए, देन इट्स नॉट नाइस टू कीप, देन थ्रो इट.
सो आई हैव दिस वियर्ड क्वेश्चन, व्हाई व्हाइट वाइंस कम इन अ ट्रांसपेरेंट बॉटल एंड रेड वाइंस इन अ ब्लैक सम ऑल द टाइम?
नो, आई कैन शो यू व्हाइट वाइंस इन डार्क ब्राउन बॉटल्स. व्हेन यू गेट वेरी कंफ्यूज समटाइम्स कि वो हैं क्या. नाउ दे आर कमिंग अप विद कैबिनेट सुविनो एंड वो बड़ा वियर्ड है कि इट्स अ रेड वाइन, इट्स नॉट अ व्हाइट वाइन.
ओके,
इट शुड बी अ व्हाइट वाइन, सो इट्स अ ब्लेंड.
ओके,
सो ब्लेंडिंग इज देयर. एंड कई लोग उसको व्हाइट की तरफ रखते हैं, कई मडी की तरफ रखते हैं, कई रेड की तरफ रखते हैं,
बट मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द वाइन बॉटल्स आई हैव सीन दे आर ब्लैक ओनली.
यू सी व्हेन दे आर ब्लैक यू डोंट सी द फ्रूट पार्टिकल्स दैट यू सी इन हिमाचली बॉटल्स, देन यू डोंट सी इट इन सुला, यू डोंट सी इट इन फैटली, all imported ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way, it's a process also.
Mm-hmm.
And then abroad, I have a feeling the bottles are cheaper, much cheaper.
Okay.
Because the quantities and the quality, everything is a bit bigger. So like Chinese bottles are supposed to be very cheap.
Okay.
But then you're not always sure ki quality kaisi aayegi.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's taking in gas, and every time the bottle bursts on the way,
mm-hmm,
with the altitude change from coming from plains to upper regions.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even if you see a water bottle in your car, if you're going downhill or going towards Chandigarh, you'll see it going crunch, crunch, you know, that way. So, ye cheeze hoti hain with the food
effects,
items and drinks.
Okay. So, the pricing and taxing in India. Why is wine so expensive in India?
Technically, wine should not be expensive in India. Mm-hmm. You see, with the MRP, every policy now, technically in northern India,
mm-hmm,
we follow the, Punjab follows the Delhi policy.
Okay.
We follow the Punjab policy.
Okay. So technically, so, we also follow the Delhi policy.
But later on.
Yeah.
Later on.
Mm-hmm.
So if Delhi changes to cheaper one, if they are privatizing it,
jo
ki abhi Kejriwal ka problem hua,
to
usme hum log sab change hote hain. बट वो होने नहीं दिया.
ओके,
तो अब वो क्या ठीक था या क्या गलत था, आई वोंट गो इनटू दैट, दैट्स नॉट आवर बिजनेस. सो आई हैव अ फीलिंग कि वाइन्स हमारी जैसे अब महंगी हो रही हैं, इट इज़ द कमोडिटी, लाइक बॉटल्स एक्सपेंसिव, ढक्कन का क्वालिटी बेटर कर दिया है, एंड सीलिंग इज बेटर, एंड फिलिंग इज गेटिंग ऑटोमेटेड. पहले मैनुअल था तो मैनुअल चीप होता था, पर उसमें क्वांटिटी सेम नहीं होती थी.
Okay.
Up and down.
Has to be.
So things are changing, and thoda sa manpower bhi mahanga ho gaya. Sasta to kuch bhi nahi hai.
That's true. So how do government regulations affect the business? If you talk about your business.
Now this is not a very fair question, and I am not going to answer it very fairly also, and very openly.
Mm-hmm.
But the policy normally is made for the government, not the people.
Mm-hmm.
The earning is taken by the government.
Okay.
Anything that you work with VAT, VAT.
Mm-hmm.
It ends with the government, there is no claim. And anything that ends with GST,
okay,
you still can claim from your profit.
Okay.
You see. And VAT ke andar, jaise cigarettes bhi hain, wo bhi partly VAT ke andar aate hain. Petrol VAT ke andar aata hai.
Yes.
So this is a business which government controls completely like mafia.
Okay.
So, wo unhi ka hi concept hai ki bhi jitna kama sakte hain, jis circle se wo kamana hai. Aur usme hum log kuch nahi kar sakte. Hum log, the best we do is, if like supposing I have a wine ka purana stock, usko main technically legally sale pe laga nahi sakta.
Oh, okay.
Haan. So uska best tarika ye hota hai ki jab koi le raha hota hai, us waqt tum koi aur cheez add on kar do.
Yeah.
Usi, we are not allowed to entice.
Mm-hmm.
Yet enticement is important.
Yes.
Because agar wo stock reh gaya to usko phekna padega.
Phekna padega.
To phekne ka bhi humse paisa lete hain. Uska bhi tax bharoge na.
Okay.
Tax bhare bina to aap nahi phek sakte, fir chalana lagega.
Hmm.
So there are a lot of things which are not in the ambit or in the preview where you can speak or you can say or you can write.
Yeah, yeah, true. So like next segment is consumer behavior. So what kind of wines do Indian love or prefer? like a normally, common Indian man.
Normally what I in this area see is sweet wines.
Mm-hmm.
The foreigners now are getting into sweet wines, but previously always preferred dry wines.
Okay.
And a lot of people, I mean, the niche class, I would say,
yeah.
they don't like sweet wines. The sweet wines are supposed to be dessert wines.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
people don't know how to have dessert wines. Yeah. Some of them know, most of them
mm-hmm.
don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Himachali wines, all wines are dessert wines because the license is called sweet.
Okay.
The name of the license starts with sweet.
Okay.
Hmm. So, अब लाइसेंस की जब आपकी ये बात आती है कि भाई आप वाई प्रेफरेंस टू स्वीट इन हिमाचल इज चीपर द टैक्सेशन इज चीपर एंड बीइंग इन द सेम एरिया एज हिमाचल इटसेल्फ हाफ द टैक्सेस आर नॉट पुट व्हेन यू गो टू अनदर स्टेट और वाइन कम्स फ्रॉम अनदर स्टेट टैक्सेस आर एडेड टू इट दैट इज वाई दे एक्सपेंसिव बट दे हैव कम विद अ पॉलिसी वेयर यू कैन बाय अ होल कंटेनर unbottled
mm-hmm.
and bring it here and bottle it here mm-hmm. and the origin will be counted as Himachal. So that might bring the licenses down
okay.
which I don't think the government will really allow later on
mm-hmm.
because usme badi companies jo hain jo specifically Himachali company hai
mm-hmm.
wo fail ho jayegi
because okay yeah because
Nasik mm-hmm. is much more advanced
yeah
Maharashtra is much more advanced than here
mm-hmm.
and dusra they breed and they mm-hmm. have their own grape.
Yes.
Whereas we buy it from the mandi or we buy yeah. it from bulk from somewhere.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we are not growing it. And we don't yeah. have the climate to grow it also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a major thing.
Mm-hmm. So are younger Indians drinking more wines now?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of wine they are drinking? Sweet only?
No. They are into a lot of things. Like I told you, meads.
Mm-hmm.
They are 6%. Okay. They are not 8%, 10%, 11%.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are doing a lot of sparkling wine.
Okay.
And sparkling wines like sparkling wines normally, I mean, coming in 275 ml bottle or 330 ml bottle
mm-hmm.
brings the rate down as well.
Okay.
And it's one drink is good enough to, you know,
yeah.
hold you.
Yeah. Now, which I buy mostly from a shop is port wine, mm-hmm. Port 1000, and mm-hmm. I love it. It's so good.
Let me tell you something. We have port ke barabar mein, we have Cidus, we have Kaira,
mm-hmm.
and they're all port wines.
Okay.
They're all port wines, and normally what the port wine is,
mm-hmm.
it's high on alcohol,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and normally if it's red,
mm-hmm.
and it is a multiple grape, okay. the leftover grape.
Okay.
That brings it into port and वो कोई admit नहीं करता but technically वही होता है
हाँ जी so do people really care about expensive wine or they just buy it based on the price
see 30% people when I say the niche people they care for their wines they know their wines and they know the names
yeah.
and they know the country they want the wine from
okay yeah
You see, and they're very particular. Mm-hmm. If they don't get that brand,
mm-hmm.
then what is the next brand that matches that brand?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who just for the heck of gifting
mm-hmm.
want to take wine.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I mean, mostly when the kids come, yeah. they want the most expensive wine.
Okay.
कि महंगी कौन सी है जी?
अच्छा.
वो बता दो.
Okay.
तो फिर उसमें हमारी जो नहीं चलती, वो सारी चला देते हैं.
हाँ. Because they don't have that
they knowledge. Don't have the knowledge they don't want yeah. the knowledge
they don't or care also
99% jisko gift kariya pita bhi nahi hoga
yeah
wo bhi kisi aur ko hi pilayega so it doesn't matter to us usme and lastly I mean there are some people who just want the wine kabhi kisi ne doctor ne bol diya ki sugar hai aapko daru chhodni padegi to bechara koshish karta hai and slowly comes down back to 3 bottles a day then we have to tell him ki whether You come with booze, alcohol, high yeah. alcohol, or you come with this.
Alcohol.
If you're doing one glass, two glasses, it's okay.
Mm.
But if you go beyond that, then anything yeah. is dangerous. Yeah.
So now we'll come to the psychology part and the culture about drinking of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people think wine is fancy?
I don't think so. Wine is something that's not just fancy. I mean, it's something, a way of life for people living abroad, the way of enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
having food, festivals.
Mm.
And सच्ची बताऊँ तो I have not seen a single wine drinker getting violent.
Yeah.
But a hard yeah. drinker does get violent.
Yeah.
तो दूसरी चीज़ है कि फैंसी की बात है कि रेस्टोरेंट्स वाले उन्होंने फैंसी बना दिया है आम तौर से when you go home and you're having a wine, It's a family together. It's your good time together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a picnic in the house, you know. And when you say in a restaurant, it's more like pricing. 700 rupees ki bottle aapko 1700 ki mil rahi hai.
Yeah.
Thodi chupti bhi hai.
Yeah.
Fir dusri bottle le na le. Paanch aadmi hai peene wale. To unko ho sakta dusra glass bhi chahiye hoye. To wo normally aapko restaurant mein jo glass jab bhalega koi waiter, to wo 1/3 se upar bharta bhi nahi hai.
Yeah.
ठीक है ना एंड उसमें ये कहते हैं ना यू स्वर्ल द वाइन यू डोंट ड्रिंक रियली द वाइन यू नो यू जस्ट स्वर्ल इट एंड गो स्लो आई डोंट थिंक इंडियंस डू दैट 70% ऑफ इंडियंस लाइक टू ड्रिंक इट्स नॉट जस्ट स्वर्लिंग यू नो सो ठीक है आई मीन फैंसी है बट इतना भी फैंसी अब नहीं ठीक है
व्हाई डू मूवीज शो रिच पीपल ऑलवेज ड्रिंकिंग वाइन इज इट जस्ट मार्केटिंग गिमिक और
No, you see, the wine drinking originally was rich people's this thing, you see. And everything that's written about wine, having it to its lease, the last drop. The whole concept, the principle itself, you know, of selling wine, having wine, keeping wine, having your own wine cellars. Rich people have their own wine cellars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And most of them have some very, very old wines and they know how to preserve it. So, agar aap hamari normal wines dekhoge, unko aap preserve karne ki koshish karoge, they don't preserve so long.
Yeah.
Even in the fridge or in the shade or without the sunlight.
Yeah.
But if you have a cellar and if you know how to hold your wines, the good wines, the good company wines, you can hold them. So, I mean, a normal person cannot make a cellar.
Yeah.
तो जब आप जाते हो वो बड़ी प्राउडली आपको अपने सेलर्स दिखाता है I have some relatives who have their own sellers and probably their sellers are bigger than my wine shop so that is the funny part and the wines they are holding are very expensive some of them are very old तो एंड सच्ची बताऊँ तो some of them का मुझे टेस्ट भी अच्छा नहीं लगता but उनको वो अच्छा बोलते हैं और ठीक भी बोलते हैं हम सुनते हैं
हर किसी के टेस्ट के मुताबिक
so it is a rich man's kind of a thing the concept
Now we'll talk about the common myths about related to wine. Does older wine always mean better?
Not necessarily. It depends on the palate you hold. Supposing you are dating a girl and the girl just wants to take a drink which is a little sweet, yet it should be alcoholic. And wine is the only thing you have. So you'll go in not for an expensive wine maybe. You'll get any kind of wine. You'll just open the wine. But on the other hand, the myth, let us say, कि भी wine का principally concept तो यही होता है कि तुम you are having an expensive wine, the ambience is there, you know, and the class is there, and but मेरे को पता नहीं अब somehow after selling them in Himachal, लगता है कि wine is a normal thing now. It's like you know every man's
slowly and slowly it's getting normalized.
Getting normalized and they're changing the bottles, they're changing the way you have wine. Sparkling wines आ गई हैं, छोटी bottles आ गई हैं.
Even the can.
Even the cans like the beer cans.
Yeah.
They are putting port wine in beer cans with high gas and you know high potency of the wine. 15% is like too high.
It's high, yes.
It's pretty high.
So like, what is the proper way of drinking a wine? What is should be like the proper way? Swirling, you have to decant it and all that.
Technically, yes, you have to smell your wine, you have to swirl it, you have to, you know, feel it inside. Not really touch it before having it, you know.
Yeah.
And jo professionally drinking karte hain ya jo professional tasting karte hain, unko jab aap dekho, wo principle sab log follow nahi kar sakte. Nahi ho sakta. But wo kabhi once in a while, you have to do it. Yeah. You have to have that style. And then kabhi kabhi dikhawa bhi karna padta.
Yeah.
You are with your friends and they are high-flying friends.
Yeah. I have done that.
You see, tea tasting and wine is very similar. You have to literally gargle and then throw it out. The tea people throw it out. So, isme you have to take it in very... You see, all the three palates should feel the wine. And all the three palates should feel the tannins and everything. Good about the wine. So that is, I mean, everybody can't say about it. आधों को तो पता भी नहीं होगा three palates का. अभी आप Coke और Pepsi पीते हो, वो भी आपके different palates को touch करती है, दोनों. So Coke का principally पूरा वो different है. ऐसी wines में भी है. So people who are making old wines, they're handcrafting it.
Okay.
So and that is where the Coke comes in as well. When you talk about the Coke and the wine, you see they are still holding on to that era. कि वही रखना है वैसी ही वाइन चाहिए अब फ्रूटी वाइन्स हमने शुरू करी बट अब वर्ल्ड वाइड फॉलो हो रहा है. आप कितनी वाइन्स जब आप देखते हो, एप्पल की मिक्सिंग होती है, पीच की मिक्सिंग होती है, एंड बेरीज की मिक्सिंग होती है विद रेड वाइन्स. ये शुरू है और पहले थोड़ी बनती थी, अब ज़्यादा बन रही है. एंड चीपर वाइन्स आर कमिंग इन विच आर लेस ऑन शेल्फ लाइफ.
ओके,
दे हैव मे बी वन ईयर शेल्फ लाइफ, टू ईयर. दे आर वी व्हाट वी कॉल इज फास्ट सेलिंग वाइन्स, यू नो, एवरीडे वाइन्स. सो अब जिसने हर रोज पीनी है वाइन, उसने हर रोज घर लेके जानी है वाइन, और खाने के साथ वाइन का ग्लास पीना ही पीना है. लाइक आई गो अब्रॉड, आई वेंट टू इंग्लैंड, आई सॉ 2 लीटर बॉटल्स ऑफ साइडर इन एवरी हाउस. तो इट्स अ पुअर मैन्स ड्रिंक, बट इट्स लाइक अ कॉमन ड्रिंक, एंड इट्स 4% ओवर देयर. दे डोंट इवन हैव 6%, दे हैव इट फॉर 4%,
वेरी लेस,
वेरी लेस गैस. आई मीन, डोंट फील मच ऑफ दैट, इट्स ओनली वाटर.
या, इट्स जस्ट
अ जूस.
या,
इट्स जस्ट लाइक अ ग्लास ऑफ जूस.
So now we'll go to your personal stories, your personal and a fun story about wine selling. So wine I'll start selling. With a most expensive wine ever sold in your shop.
I would say something like 16,000 to 17,000.
16,000 to 17,000.
Yeah, and this Mum's Garden, I'm telling you, any champagne, original champagne, made in champagne, is 23,000 to 24,000 rupees. But very few of them are sold. And here, at least. Here it is. But a normal concept of 3,000 rupees wine is there. People buy. And it's equivalent to buying scotch. Scotch aapko mil jati hai 3,500. Achhi scotch mil jati hai. Basically single malt mil jata hai. And waisi wine ka hai. 3,000 tak wine log lete hai.
Okay.
लोग लेते हैं, एंड यंगस्टर्स नाउ हैव द मनी.
या,
दे आर विलिंग टू स्पेंड ऑन वाइन.
एंड व्हाट इज द मोस्ट कॉमनली वाइन सोल्ड, व्हाट इज द पॉपुलर वाइन सोल्ड, कि एवरेज में सबसे ज्यादा ये रहती है.
नाउ देयर कम्स दैट फनी पार्ट आल्सो, यू सी सम ऑफ द वाइन पीपल, द फैक्ट्री ओनर्स ऑफ हिमाचल आर माय एज ग्रुप.
ओके, यस,
मे बी अ ईयर ओल्डर, मे बी अ ईयर यंगर.
या,
सो मिंचीज मिनोचा वाइन इंडस्ट्री, दे, हां, व्हेन ही स्टार्टेड हिज वाइन्स, ही यूज्ड टू कॉल इट सिरका. इतना पतला था और खट्टा था, यू नो, एंड हम हंसते थे, बट ही यूज टू नेवर फील बैड अबाउट इट, एंड अपने आप मार्केटिंग करते थे.
ओके,
एंड टुडे दैट मैन हैज मेड द फोर्थ फैक्ट्री, ही हैज गॉट 4 factories नाउ, एंड परसिस्टेंटली ही हैज बीन चेंजिंग हिज वाइन्स, मेकिंग बेटर क्वालिटी, बेटर क्वालिटी. नाउ हिज किड्स आर इनटू द सेम गेम. Now the you've added another thing, a variety which is cider tea. That's cider also tea. A wine. Yeah, it's a wine, but it is cider tea. The flavor of cider and tea together in the wine. It's a new principle, new thing. This is a Nasik guy who has opened a factory in Kasauli, near Kasauli rather, and unka maal rakha hai, and it's selling pretty good. He's made a brand called Bear. जैसे टेडी बियर नहीं होता वो वाला बियर, बट वो बियर नाम एक इंडियन को बोल दो तो बियर है जी, हाँ जी है जी, ले लो जी, पर सर ये आपकी बियर से थोड़ी डबल है. क्या मतलब, ये हाई बियर है जी, 15% वाली है. तो ये देसी तरीके से बिक रही है, बट जो ले रहा है वो दोबारा आ रहा है लेने के लिए. सो दैट मीन्स द प्रोडक्ट इज गुड. एंड देन ही हैज अ वाइन कॉल्ड मैजेस्टी, नेम्ड इट मैजेस्टी, आई डोंट नो व्हाट ग्रेप इट इज, बट उस पर लिखा भी नहीं है कुछ, बट वो वाइन अच्छी है. It's a good, the blending is very
good. I personally am fascinated with the alcohol and liquor industry. I follow Radhiko Khetan. I like study a lot about him, and uske bhi kaafi brands hain, but he is more into hard liquor.
You should join that Facebook group.
Which one?
So,
Facebook
पे ग्रुप है इनका वाइन का, the whole thing goes, lot of people into it, and कोई पालमपुर के भी 2-3 लोगों को देखा है मैंने उस ग्रुप में, and you can get a lot of knowledge of wines, liquor, hard liquor, and imported liquor, बहुत कुछ है उसके अंदर.
So, any drunk customer story in your store?
Many times.
What is funniest or like the... Give me one funniest.
I mean, I'm a Punjabi, I should not be saying it, but most of the Punjabis I get.
Yeah, the tourists.
Yeah, the tourists. You see, they come in very happily, they buy 2 boxes. And then I know...
Boxes, like the whole cases?
Cases. Yeah. they put in the dikki, they'll go to the Saurabh Kalia one way area. एंड वहाँ जाके पागल हो जाते हैं कि भाई पहाड़ों में आ गए एंड वो एक बोतल पियेंगे दूसरी जब दो बोतल तक इनको कुछ होता नहीं और जब होना होता है तब वो दो बोतल और पी जाते हैं तो फिर दे कम बैक कि जी कम पड़ गई जी सानू होर दे दैट काइंड ऑफ थिंग हैपेंस अ लॉट समटाइम्स वी हैव वुमेन इन द प्रॉपर्टी एंड इवन दे गेट ड्रंक ड्रंकी आती हैं वो पार्टी से कि जी अब भी कभी वाइन चाहिए अब वी आर क्लोजिंग द शॉप एंड देन वी ओपन द शॉप अगेन फॉर देम most of the lamas the ladies I don't know I would say even Nepalis for that matter they come late they buy and they party around and it's a kind of a party
they have fun
the mode is like partying now and cans ke aane ke saath aur port wine ke wajah se partings are happening and because you can dance it out thing. I'll really tell you no not just the budget you can dance it out आप जितनी मर्जी वाइन पी लो इफ यू वॉक इफ यू डांस इट आउट यू कैन गो बैक होम नॉन ड्रंक
व्हाट इज योर फनीएस्ट ड्रंक स्टोरी
मैन आई हैव मेनी स्टोरीज आई कैन ओनली गेट ड्रंक एंड टेल यू दैट स्टोरी मोर देन आई कैन टेल यू द स्टोरी
गुड वन looking forward for that
all right anytime
okay so now I'll just with the end segment with the final advice how should someone starting learning about wine one is which you just said the Facebook group what are the other things like if I want to learn
to follow
about
such
wine.
groups you have to you know visit some factories and make an appointment before going because sometimes they don't allow you inside and specifically the Indian Himachali wines they have a very factory system they don't have the wine system like Sula you go they have the vineyards
they show
you around they give you a tour and these people don't really give you a tour but there's a company called Jolly Maker and Mr. Vivek is the owner if you ever get his number or if you can talk to him he will teach you wine
where is it located
it's in Mandi Nehar Chowk near Nehar Chowk and there are two factories there are
Jolly Maker
and Mr. Vivek Vasant Rai and wo Palampur se hai by the way the family is from Palampur I think connected to Patels also
okay
and he is a fantastic person to really understand your wine you know everything and
for business owners what advice would you give to someone who wants to open a wine shop
it's a fantastic idea but you have to have multiple things with it You just can't think wine because
the way you thought of doing wine shop plus
I'm changing, evolving with the time again. Now I see I started a kind of a grocery store.
Yes.
I could not run the store. I never knew grocery.
Yeah.
So now I'm converting into glasses and I'm converting into bars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm converting into accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So something to do with tourists, something to do with even the local youngsters.
Yes.
And people who vibe with wines, what they want.
Yeah.
So, तुम जो मर्जी चीज़ ले लो, कभी ना कभी glass टूट जाते हैं, set टूट जाते हैं. You know, कोई ना कोई चीज़ तुम्हें चाहिए ही होती है. Sometimes you have a wine with a cork, and you don't have a wine opener.
Yeah, you don't.
So people are coming for those accessories.
Yeah.
So we are trying to change that, and we might even wholesale that to other shops. So principally, it can change in Himachal, this part of Himachal at least.
Yeah.
And I've been a pioneer in that. I mean, I've. The first 80 shops that I opened were the first shops that opened more than Manali.
More than Manali,
I mean, they were zapped when they entered. You see, I was a Delhiite.
Yeah.
And for me, it was that if Panwadi ko bhi pakdoge, uske do shelf le lo. 500 rupees ka license tha uske. Bahut sasta license.
Bahut sasta.
So I used to buy the license for them in their name. And I was a wholesaler for a company named Gold Wine.
Yeah.
So I started with them ki I'll fill the shelf. First two times, I'll take your check. Third time you start ordering. So those people slowly became complete wine shops. And then I used to advise them, you're doing stupidity. What you were doing, don't leave that.
Yeah.
Keep wine, because the shop owners had small properties.
Yeah.
They could not really follow. They became wine owners. COVID, mein they had some problems.
Yes.
And otherwise, I mean, most of the shops are still there.
So my last question is, where is the India wine marketing heading in next 10 years? Or we talk about
worldwide, I would say it's doing pretty well. It's coming up because volumes are there. But you see, business as volume is good. But the quality of wines is maybe one or two companies are very good. Rest are less than mediocre.
Oh.
But they're everyday wines, like I say, table wines, and they are there to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they will evolve. They are evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And ho jayega, and I think they will be blending very soon. And a lot of our Himachal wine people don't understand blending. There are a lot of fruits that blend together and, you know, merge
mm-hmm.
as a common taste.
Mm-hmm.
So, wo cheez agar ye seekh jaye, or if they are able to give the right kind of yeast, the fermentation process,
mm-hmm.
I think they can make lovely wines.
Yeah. Okay. So that's wrapping up all my questions. Thank you so much, Uncle,
you're
for coming and
welcome.
Giving me this
yeah.
lot of information about wines.
Yes,
even
and do give me a good review on my wine shop as well.
I have already given it. I have already given it on Google. So you don't worry about that. I've already given it. But thank you so much for doing my first show. It was
yeah.
my first show, and I'm so happy.
And
that
send me a thing. How do I a link?
Yeah, yeah. I'll
so
I'll give you.
I mean, this is the first time I've done it.
Yeah.
It's the second time I've done it, but
okay.
it was not a podcast the first time. I think
mm-hmm.
it was more of a movie kind of a thing they did.
Oh.
And they did it in Solan as well after that.
Okay.
So they went to three shops. One,
okay.
I was. The
I think
first.
It was a kind of a documentary.
Kind of.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And well, I don't know, I've lost it. I used to hold it.
No problem.
But it was pretty
but
good.
But you'll hold this one, absolutely, for sure. I'll give you the link. If
yeah.
you use Spotify, you use Spotify for music.
Ah, yeah.
Spotify is an app. You can, I'll share the link on WhatsApp to you.
Okay.
I have to edit it first and then upload it.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Thank you so much for this. And to all the listeners, I just want to say stay tuned for the next Sunday. We'll hopefully post this next Sunday, or we'll record another episode and we'll post that next Sunday. So thank you so much. Signing off from my side.